Sustainability as part of the value strategy. CMA Subhasish Ghosh, General Manager, Business Systems and Finance, ITC Limited, Foods Division, Bangalore. Abstract. In its pursuit of economic benefits, organizations often prioritize profitability over sustainability. This eventually risks the very ecosystem which helped them to sustain. The present paper is a sincere attempt to examine this critical role of sustainability in shaping long-term enterprise value, focusing on ESG integration and emergence of green bottom line. Introduction. The story of Kalidas, the great Sanskrit poet and scholar, provides a timeless lesson on sustainability. In his early life, he is said to have sat on a tree branch while attempting to cut it, unaware that his actions would cause him to fall. The moral of the story is clear: one must not destroy the foundation on which one's own existence depends. In a broader context, this analogy applies to humanity's relationship with the environment. Our planet has been the foundation of prosperity, providing abundant resources for growth. However, in our pursuit of economic gains, enterprises often prioritize profitability over sustainability, thereby risking the very ecosystem that sustains them. This paper examines the critical role of sustainability in shaping long-term enterprise value, with a particular focus on ESG, environmental, social, and governance, integration and the emergence of the green bottom line. Profitability versus sustainability. For decades, enterprises have measured success primarily through financial metrics, booming top lines and expanding bottom lines. The principles of cost allocation and measurement have been designed to track attributable expenses and maximize reported profitability. Yet, these measurements fail to capture the hidden costs borne by the environment and society. Deforestation, carbon emissions, water depletion, unfair labor practices, and community displacement are rarely quantified within financial statements. Enterprises often view these as externalities issues for governments, NGOs, or social workers to address. Even corporate social responsibility, CSR, once a voluntary initiative, is now largely seen as statutory compliance. While enterprises report CSR expenditures as part of annual disclosures, the essence of responsibility is often lost. However, the business landscape is evolving. Investors increasingly demand evidence of sustainable profitability. The critical question is no longer are you profitable, but rather is your profitability sustainable, and what evidence supports this claim? The rise of ESG as a valuation metric. Environmental, social, and governance, ESG, metrics have emerged as a central consideration in enterprise valuation. ESG scores have become a critical key performance indicator, KPI, for global investors, influencing both capital allocation and market perception. Enterprises that focus solely on financial profitability without addressing sustainability now face increased scrutiny. Investors seek not only strategy documents but also tangible, measurable action plans. Carbon footprint reduction, ethical labor practices, transparent governance, and responsible supply chain management are being evaluated alongside traditional financial performance. This transformation signals a paradigm shift. Sustainability is no longer a peripheral responsibility, it is an integral component of value strategy. A case illustration, the packet of chips. The life cycle of a seemingly simple product, a packet of potato chips, provides a compelling illustration of hidden sustainability costs. Agricultural stage, potatoes require farmland, labor, water, and fertilizers. Often, forests are cleared for cultivation, releasing carbon into the atmosphere. Tractors and mechanized tools contribute additional emissions. Yet these costs are absent from product pricing. Post-harvest logistics, the produce travels through mandis, auctions, and middlemen. Transportation incurs fuel emissions, while socio-economic issues such as low wages or child labor remain unaccounted for. Manufacturing stage, reputed manufacturers may partially address sustainability through compliance with legal standards. However, emissions, waste, and labor exploitation often resurface downstream in the supply chain. Consumer and disposal stage, consumers evaluate freshness based on the puffed state of packaging, unaware of the carbon cost of transporting air-filled packets. After consumption, packaging is disposed of, frequently in non-biodegradable forms, imposing long-term environmental stress. This product journey demonstrates how environmental degradation, social exploitation, and governance gaps remain invisible in conventional cost structures, yet profoundly influence sustainability outcomes. Towards the green bottom line. The central objective of sustainability is to ensure that enterprises function as going concerns, thriving today without compromising tomorrow's resources. To achieve this, the conventional definition of profitability must evolve into what may be termed the green bottom line. The green bottom line incorporates hidden environmental and social costs into financial performance assessments. Enterprises must develop frameworks to measure and manage sustainability through the following dimensions: environment, quantifying carbon emissions, water usage, waste generation, and biodiversity impacts; society, ensuring fair wages, ethical labor practices, and equitable community outcomes; governance, upholding transparency, ethical conduct, and compliance beyond statutory requirements. A sustainable environment fosters a resilient society, and a resilient society provides enterprises with sustainable revenue streams. Thus, the pursuit of the green bottom line is not only ethical but also strategic. Current challenges and the road ahead. While awareness of ESG has grown significantly, current ESG scores are often based on weighted parameters and extrapolations rather than precise measurements. This lack of standardized, quantifiable metrics poses a challenge for enterprises seeking to integrate sustainability rigorously into cost structures. Nevertheless, this should not deter action. Enterprises must develop sustainability-centric cost strategies, begin by identifying hidden costs in operations and supply chains, even if precise measurement is not yet feasible. Integrate qualitative disclosures, publish transparent reports that highlight the environmental and social journey of products, alongside financial disclosures. Leverage governance as an enabler, ensure that sustainability is embedded not as an isolated function but as a governance mandate across all business units. A future where product packaging includes both nutritional information and sustainability impact is within reach. Such disclosures will empower consumers to make responsible choices while holding enterprises accountable. Conclusion. Sustainability is no longer optional. It is not charity, nor is it a public relations exercise. It is a critical component of long-term enterprise value. The lesson of Kalidas reminds us that cutting the very branch on which we sit leads to inevitable downfall. Enterprises that ignore sustainability risk undermining their own foundations. Conversely, those that embrace the principles of ESG, measure hidden costs, and pursue the green bottom line will secure not only profitability but also relevance and resilience in the decades to come. Sustainability, therefore, is strategy. It is value. And ultimately, it is survival. Thank you.